We are almost at the last class of this session, one, which is a male-female relationship in a Christian family. And today we are going to emphasize on the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. I'm thinking about this virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. If you look at Nisi, she is smiling. And I didn't discuss the class with her, but she knows why she's smiling. And the reason is the first time when I went to see Nisi, you know, the first time when I went and I had a conversation with her, I had mentioned to her, that was way back in 1991, in January 6th, when I went to meet and see her for the first time in my life, I had mentioned that this is my ideal wife that I'm looking for. The virtuous woman mentioned in Proverbs 31. Now, those of you who are going to get married, and Collins, let me tell you, this is a very good lesson for you to look for what kind of a woman would you like to have as a marriage partner. There are a lot of things we can understand from this passage. So I want you to pay attention to this passage, and I want us all to open our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 31. Let us read through the whole passage and understand what it means. And it's going to be, I'm going to make it very clear, so don't worry. That is my role as a teacher, is to make things simple, to take hard concepts and to make it simple. So that's what I'll attempt to do. Let's read from verses 10 to 31, and I'm going to read in the New King James Version. Please follow with your Bibles. Malayalam, follow with that. English, please open your Bibles. Follow with the Bibles, okay? Make sure that I'm reading the right thing. You have to correct me if I'm reading something wrong. Chapter 31 and verse 10 onwards. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night, and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it, and from her profit she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds a spindle. She extends her hands to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is a law of kindness. She watches over the way of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. This morning we are going to study about the virtuous woman. And we are going to go into different aspects of a virtuous woman, and that includes her value, the fact that her husband's trust is in her, the work that she do, the emotional stability that she provides for the household, her generosity and liberality, her personal appearance and her self-confidence, and finally her blessedness. So let me start with verse number 10. And the writer, the wise man who wrote this passage of chapter 31 is King Lemuel. He is a very wise man because he could dissect and understand who is a virtuous woman. And he starts with defining her value. So we are looking at the value of a wife of noble character. The virtuous woman, or in NIV version it says a wife of noble character. The word itself means a force or strength, a valor. It's not like a weakling. A virtuous woman, the word itself defines strength, a woman of valor. And that is a literal translation of that word. So, the basic meaning is strong and courageous and a person of valor. And actually this word is used about 244 times in the Bible, but this portion is mainly for a woman of virtuous character. It says that she has all form of excellence. We see two things, and we understand that a woman who is like that is strong like an army, who is resourceful with rich abilities in her life, who is upright in integrity, and who is fruitful like a tree. It doesn't define a person with beauty. Now, we will talk about beauty later on, but let me tell you, don't go after the outward appearance. Because beauty is not just skin deep. You need to look at the character of a person. Because the real beauty of a person is the inner person. How much beautiful a person is not just the exterior. I know of people who have gone after a very beautiful woman who have been repenting ever since because their life has turned into hell. So, a person is more to be looked from not the exterior but from the interior, because that is where the real beauty comes. So, a virtuous woman, it says, number one, her price is more valuable than what? What is written in your Bible? Than rubies. A price, you know, the price that you can give, it exceeds that of the price of a ruby. A ruby is a precious stone, as we all know. It's precious gems. So, a wife or a mother or a daughter of a noble character is on a higher plane than whatever riches that you can get through precious stones. There is no comparison of the wealth of her character. Her price is more above rubies. And she excels in all manner. She excels in all manner. That is one thing that you understand. Not just in one thing, but she excels in all manner. So because of that, what happens? The verse number 11 says, the heart of her husband safely trusts her. So because of the fact that she is a virtuous, a noble character, her husband is very safe in trusting her. And it says that he has a complete trust and confidence in her capabilities, the strength and character of her wife. And it says that in down below it says, so he will have no lack of gain, which means there is no lack of prosperity for the husband because she has a wife of a noble character. You want to get well in life, marry the right person. A good insider tip I'm giving you. Not only by your own work, you need to have a wife of a noble character. She will help to give you gain. It says that you will not lack any gain. There will be no lack of gain in your life. It is very important. A discerning, wise woman. I want to repeat again. And normally it happens in our culture that you go and interview a girl or talk to a girl before you get married, right? More than the exteriors, let me tell you, one of the things that will distinguish a person is how much she is having a servant heart and who is fearing the Lord. We will come that to the later part. Yes. But you never know that in the beginning. It's very difficult for us to understand through one interview or something. But sometimes it comes all of a sudden.
Another question.
Yes.
So don't you think, I don't know how the previous generation thought about it, but don't you think Well, don't you think that it's okay for the guy and the girl, not like the American dating or European dating or whatever dating you call it, to hang out, talk, and maybe, I don't know how people see it, maybe go to the mall, maybe together, have a cup of coffee, or see how it works out in public. Don't you think it's right? Or
okay,
do you think it's wrong?
You know what, there's a Christian name for it, that's what people call all the time. I mean, right now it's called coding.
I know what you're getting at, and it's opening a big can of worms that I don't want to open right now. But if you make it into one short thing, I am okay with people meeting under adult supervision, not alone.
I mean, I have my own answers for it.
I'm telling you, okay, no, it's not that. But it's a very different thing that you've brought about. Courtship and dating are two entirely different things. Courtship is, you know, with the intention of getting married to the lady. Dating is just to have some fun, have fling out, okay? Courtship, once you understand that you are going to, you know, the more that you become intimate with a woman or a girl, the more there is some bonds that you set up, which is very difficult to break after, if you decide in the future. So even before you go into courtship and meeting her again, you should be sure in your heart that you like her in the first instance.
That's why I said, like, dating means when you're 16 and 18.
Exactly. I understand that part. But then I'm very cautious about a boy and a girl going out together for an extended period of time. They can always do that under adult supervision. You take your sister with you. Don't just the two of you go. Let us sit at a distance. But, or somebody adult, take your dad with you. Or your mom. Why not?
That'll be fun.
Why not?
I still want to add up for it. Like,
yeah.
Like one thing I'll tell you. Now, we are married for 17 years, married.
Yeah.
You can write and say, she doesn't know me fully. I can say, I don't know her fully.
Exactly.
So, life is, marriage is an adjustment. Like, you can't fully know a person.
Exactly.
Because whether it's a fling or a date or whether it's a courtship,
yes,
everyone will put their best
friend. Exactly.
Getting married, you may show your true colors a little bit, but again, the true colors, no one knows.
It is a first.
She doesn't know, like, no, what's going in my mind, what's happening. She doesn't know.
Especially when
I open up.
Exactly. Especially when you meet in that kind of circumstance, you will try to show your best side of you. Right? It's just like a guest coming to our home. You will make sure your living room looks tidy and neat. It's not like that all the time. But when a guest comes, you'll tidy it up. You'll make sure that it looks perfect. Okay? In the similar manner...
I guess my question was...
Yes.
Not worded right.
Okay.
See, no one can know a person fully, you know, and then get married. No one.
That is another thing. But what he means is, can...
How much ever you...
So what happens is, like, let me tell you now, I understand your line of questioning, but let me tell you, how is this happening? It will be good if, before even you meet the girl, that you get to know about her through other people, through her pastor, through people in the church, people who have been dealing with her when she has not had a chance of putting a mask, people know her intimately. First get everything right and know that she is the right person. Then you go and meet with her, but I still say,
so it's basically don't arrange marriage, right?
See, arrange, it's not arrange. There is a lot of pluses in the fact when people investigate and find out and know a person, especially cultural, you know, family background, education wise. If you are similar or, you know, something of that kind of a similar nature, it always is better. Than diverse. Let's say if you have not even studied 10th class and your wife is a doctorate, okay? You say love is good, you know, you marry with love, but that problem will creep up.
Right.
Any time in the future, let me tell you, it happens. We are idealistic. We say, oh, I don't look at education. Let's say, for a simple thing, don't take, get me wrong and don't quote me afterwards.
Is this an answer to the
yes,
question?
I'm answering you. Let's say that...
I still think my question was worded wrong.
Okay.
This is nothing... Right. My question was...
Is it right to meet? That's what you're asking.
Yeah, I mean...
Is it right to move around?
Move around?
No. I mean, I think my question was not correct. Maybe I should have worded it right. Okay, for example... let's just take myself and Rena. I mean, if we were talking, and like we did for like 10 months or
okay.
stuff, is it okay that both the family know? I mean, of course, when you talk to a person a couple of times, you would know that person is not right for me.
Okay.
You won't even waste your time. Okay. Because I would not.
Okay.
Would it be okay? I mean, I know my own answers, but I just wanted to get some opinions how it is because I'm raising a daughter. I just want to see how things are. Would it be okay for that guy and the girl who we know? I mean, their parents, they already talked to everybody. To go out.
It's okay as long as I said adult supervision.
Yeah, I think that was my answer.
Okay. Adult supervision.
The knowledge of parents is okay. Like,
yes, knowledge of parents, but still.
It's not hide and seek.
Hide and seek. And
I'm totally against dating. What we do, even if it's dating, it should be. I know how Christian dating goes.
Yeah.
Because I deal with a lot of friends, and that was not my question. But I think you gave me the answer to it. Because it was going to different ways.
Okay. Let's come back to the topic. So, that is another big subject, okay? And that will take days and days together to discuss. Okay, great. Okay, so let's get back to here. So, what I was saying is that the husband trusts her. And once you have a wife of a noble character, the Bible says you will have no lack of gain. Take it literally. I mean literally. The word of God is literal. If your wife is having a noble character, that may be one of the reasons that you are increasing and you are able to, you know, invest your money and you use your resources and you are able to grow up. Because if your wife is not of a noble character, tell me, there is no other way, because she knows before you can even earn it how to spend that money. All she has to go is to go to the mall or somewhere a sari store or somewhere it will go like shook without a minute. But if I'm not saying that not to spend, but I'm saying the wife who is discerning and wise, a noble character, she will help to gain your wealth. So your heart safely trust. I trust my wife with her credit card. I never ask her. In fact, she tells me every time this what I bought. This. I never ask her because I know. I'm telling her right in front of her. She's here. She has got equal access to our accounts. There is no two accounts. We never have maintained any single account after marriage. It should be always joint. You both possess the same resources. You should be able to trust your wife. When you go out to the office, you should never be suspicious of your wife. Because Satan is the one who brings suspicion into your life. That is the work of Satan. I know many marriages have fallen because the husband doesn't trust his wife out. Neither with money, neither with character, neither with anything else. One of the things is that her husband safely trusts her with whatever resources. Let's go quickly now. Now let's talk about the work of a woman. She is very industrious. She is not lazy at all. The virtuous woman is not lazy. I will tell you. Look here. There is a wide range of work that she is performing. She is not bothered by the cultural traditions or economic class problems. She searches for raw materials for wool. This is literally what the translation I'm telling you. Making it simple. Collins, I'm making it simple for you. I'm saying, this is what she does. She searches for raw materials for wool and flax in order to make clothes. Now, when she goes to purchase this raw material, it's not limited to nearby shops. If you look through this verse, it says she travels to distant shores, like merchant ships, to buy wholesale.
How would you put that into modern day?
Modern day is that she looks around for the best bargain. She just doesn't walk into the mall and the first thing her eyes impulse purchase. Believe me, I have gone through an MBA course and I've gone through a marketing course. These guys all know how to get you purchase on an impulse. It's called impulse purchase. I was with Coke and Coca-Cola for 7 years when I was in the Gulf. Any store opens, the first thing we will be there and we will take the prime location. Where a customer who walks into the store, they will watch that Coke product chilling down, you know, in the middle of the heat in the Gulf area. We will fight for the space, the best place. Why? Because we know that it's all an impulse purchase. So, a woman of virtuous character, she will not just take a credit card, you know, dangle a bag, go to the mall and just swipe it wherever and just take everything. She will bargain for the best thing. That's what it means on the modern days. In the old days, Costco or wherever. Okay, wherever you get a better deal. It's not necessarily that Costco gives the best deal, by the way. Okay, so this woman, she travels to far away, even to the ship, to buy the merchandise. And once she makes the purchases, she will joyfully work spinning the wool in order to make clothing for a household. So after the wool and the flax have been woven into fine linen and sashes, and her household is clothed with scarlet, what she does next, see, this is a beauty. You should understand how wonderful it is. Once she finishes off the requirement of a house, she sells that. She becomes an entrepreneur. She's selling that to the merchants. And she knows, her ears are open, that her household is never in darkness. So what happens, even before anybody wakes up, she's awake. Because she doesn't want her house to be in darkness. She rises up early to feed her household and the people within her house. So she does not even ask, as an entrepreneur, she doesn't even hesitate to purchase a field when she feels it's the right decision. She makes a purchase, a land purchase. Look here, if you read through that, you'll find. She purchases a field and she would make that field into a vineyard. And she will grow wine and grapes out of that. And then she will plant these and she will take and tend to the grapes. So look at the industrious woman. Let me tell you, any marriage can only work if both the partners give equal share. The woman has to work at the same time as a man. And if both work together and she is a discerning lady, I'm telling you that household will never have any problems as far as starvation is concerned. If the husband is a spendthrift, the wife should be of the one who is holding back the money to make sure that the household will run quickly. Because if you see both of them with the same character, heaven help their family. They won't have any money with them. It's very important to understand. So if you are more like a spending nature, just ask that question, how are you spending wise? Okay? To the lady, when you go and meet with her and ask her, how do you make purchases in the shop? That's a good question. You can write down, Santosh, all the questions that I'm telling you to ask, the future person. So look at the list. There are 11 things that she has, that we have mentioned here. And all of this, what I mentioned, are you listening to me? All the 11 things are put here. I have made it into a nutshell for you to understand what is her work. She is very industrious, hardworking, not lazy. She is just she's not a couch potato sitting on in front of the TV with a remote, clicking the remote in her hand. She is hardworking. She cares for her family. And a husband trusts with that. So, 11 things that we see here. All of that I mentioned to you. Next we come to the emotional stability of this woman. Very wonderful thing, you know. This virtuous woman is emotionally stable. It says in verse number 17, if you look to verse number 17, it says, she girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. I want you to turn to Psalms 93. And verse number 1. Can someone read out loud, please? Psalms 93 and verse number 1. Yes.
The Lord is king. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He is girded with strength. He has established the world. It shall never be moved.
It speaks about God Himself. It says He has girded Himself with strength. It is the same connotation that is used here, that she also girds herself with strength. What does that mean? It means that it is a woman who is strong. As I started the lesson today, I said, this virtuous woman is a strong lady. It doesn't show any weakness. She is willing to work hard, take risk, and do the work for a household. So that's what it does. And she doesn't have any inferiority complex. She knows that her merchandise is good. Look to verse number 18. She perceives that her merchandise is good. She's not inferior. She doesn't have an inferiority complex. So, she realizes the quality of the work. What was the work I said? Making clothes out of the the wool and the flax. That work is good. So she is emotionally stable. Then what happens? Even in the blackness of the night, she is calm and stable. When there is some approaching trouble in the darkness, there is an inner candle in her own soul that sheds the light of strength. Even in the times of sorrow, she is very strong. And she can comfort people because when things are bad. So she is not afraid when the winter comes, because she has already taken care. She is like the ant, you know, who works in the summer and keeps aside food for the winter. Because when the winter comes, she is ready to take care of her household. It also says that she clothes her household with scarlet within the warm confines. And even in the time of bitter cold, snows of sickness, famine, disaster, pain or sorrow, it cannot destroy the warmth of her inner character. So she is able to, she is like a keeper. She can keep things and she can do that. Next we come to the another aspect of this virtuous woman. Please don't fold it and keep it inside. Look through it. It shows about her generosity and stability. Look at this woman. She does not view life as just a selfish seeking to bring satisfaction and contentment in her own life. Rather, her life becomes more enjoyable and real when she reaches out to those who are less fortunate than her. So verse number 20 says here that she extends her hand. You know, she opens her hand to whom? To the needy, to the poor people. She reaches out her hand to the needy. See, it's so beautiful. She has an open hand and she is ready to bless people who are less fortunate than her. She is generous, she is liberal. She is not the stingy kind who will only think about her household, but she goes beyond that. Next, let's go into a very important part, which is her personal appearance and her self-confidence. Now, what does that say? It says in verse number 22, she makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is white, fine linen and purple. You know, this exact meaning of this word is kind of debatable because by many Bible scholars, but many agree that the woman of a noble character provides a wardrobe with the finest things that she can provide within her own confines. Which means she will dress herself well. She will dress her children well. Not extravagantly, but within the resources that she has, she will make sure that everybody walks outside and they all are neat in appearance. Even herself. And it says that, but the outward, more than the outward dress, what is it that people can see in her? Look to verse number 25. What can they look at her? What is her clothing actually? Strength and honor. That is her clothing. That is what she puts herself, that people can behold a woman, a virtuous woman. Strength and clothing are her outer clothing that people can see. And then because of that inner strength, you know what? She appears attractive. She has because that inner beauty comes out. You know, if you are beautiful inside, it will show up. Not only, some people are beautiful, but when you look at the face, you see a dour expression. Yeah, just like that. Just like that. You see that beauty is marred by the way they behave. But if you are beautiful inside, you react and you behave and you speak, and that beauty radiates out. And you see that beauty outside in her conversation. And verse number 26, it says that she is not involved in idle chattering or in gossip. She opens her mouth with wisdom. And on her tongue is a law of kindness. She is kind. And that is what she does. She gives out wisdom to people instead of complaint and rebuking and stuff like that. She gives out wisdom. And she directs and teaches her dependent to be looking to her as an example because of her gracious kindness. So, because of all that she does, now look to the next part. Her blessedness of a woman of noble character. What happens? Who all are the ones who praise her? Let's start with verse number 28. Her children. It says they rise up. The moment they rise, they call her blessed. Then who else praise her? Her husband. People who are more intimate, they are blessing and praising her because of what she is doing. You know, because the real blessedness, why is the reason that they are really blessing her? Down below you see, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Why are they blessing her? Oh, why is her husband praising her? Because she fears God, and by fearing God, she behaves herself very wisely. Two things that, you know, the writer of Proverbs is giving to her in the last verse, and we are going to close with this, okay? The blessings that are pronounced, two things. One, she will be given the fruit of her hand, which means she will be always be able to enjoy the reward of whatever she is doing. Some people work hard, but they can never enjoy. They can never enjoy. But she enjoys the work of her hand. That's number one. Number two, it says that her own works will praise her at the gates. Which means, what does it mean at the gates? Her own works will praise her at the gates. What does it mean? Outside the society, they will know her as a woman who is virtuous, and they will praise her. So not only from inside, but even from outside, people will praise her. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it such a deep lesson that we learned about the woman of a virtuous character? So this is what we need in our life. I wish there were more ladies here to listen to this message, because this is what the Lord wants from each one of us. So as a person, so the description, whatever is given, it's not written by a fashion writer, okay? It's given by somebody who is really in touch with the Lord. And you know why this is given? Let's turn to the first part of Proverbs. I will close with this. Proverbs chapter 1. Look to chapter 1. It will give you why this all this is written. It says that to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the words, instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man. Now listen here, I want you to underline this. To the young man, knowledge and discernment. You know, as a young person, you understand a woman of noble character, it will give you knowledge and discernment, that you discern and you take the right step. Don't go after beauty. Don't just go after education. Don't go after because somebody told you to do that. You find out for yourself if she is a woman of noble character. And that is what is going to bless your life. And let me conclude with this word. You will always have gain. You will be blessed throughout your life if you find and get a woman of virtuous character. Amen?
Amen.